This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian officials claim two of the four suspects charged with carrying out the concert hall attack in Moscow that killed more than 130 people have admitted guilt for the incident. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The four were formally charged Sunday in a Moscow district court with committing a group terrorist attack resulting in deaths. The offense carries a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. The court ordered that the men, all of whom are citizens of Tajikistan, be held in pretrial custody until May 22nd. The fourth suspect was brought to court from a hospital in a wheelchair and sat with his eyes closed throughout the proceedings. The suspects who admitted guilt were heavily bruised with swollen faces amid reports in Russian media they were tortured during interrogation by security services. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has pledged to track down and punish all those behind Friday's attack that killed more than 130 people, but he has not publicly mentioned the Islamist militant group in connection with the attackers. Details from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Putin asserts that some on the Ukrainian side had prepared to help them get across the border. Ukraine has repeatedly denied any role in the attack, which Putin also blamed on international terrorism. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said it was typical of Putin and, quote, other thugs to seek to divert blame. The White House said the U.S. government shared information with Russia earlier this month about a planned attack in Moscow and issued a public advisory to Americans in Russia on March 7th. It said Islamic State bore sole responsibility for the attack. Russian officials have bristled at public comments made by the U.S. on the attack and say its investigators must be allowed to make their own findings.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. You'll find more at voanews.com.